and they were sailboats, you know. They would use the motor until they get out of here into the bay. Then they would hoist the sail on the boats, you know, and go on into New Orleans with the sail. Wouldn't use the motor. Only thing is, use that motor to bring that boat up this river and take it back out.
Is that the Fish River you're talking
Fish
about?
River, uh-huh. Yeah.
What bay is that you're talking about?
That's Mobile Bay. Mm-hmm. But Fish River runs into Mobile Bay, you see.
How far out would Mobile Bay go until you get to the Gulf?
Well, you take it. Mobile Bay. It'll go a long way because they have to go to Fort Morgan. That's where it runs into the Gulf at Fort Morgan. You ain't never been down there.
Never been out that far.
It must be about 30, 40 miles from Fort. You go to Gulf Shore down there. Then you take a right at the first stoplight. You go about 20 or 30 miles. Just straight on down, follow the bay, right on down. Then you right on a point. That's where you used to fight at, you know. You had war down there, you know. You used to fight war down there. Old Civil War, they used to fight down there. They got caves and all that stuff in it. You ought to go down sometime when you're down in there. Look at it. They got them caves all down there. I was down there, him.
That'd be crazy about going out of ground. Be a little closed in. Does that bother you?
Uh-uh. Don't bother me. Yeah, they got caves all, go all through up on the ground there. Yeah, it was safe. Yeah, it's worth going down there and look at it. Then, it's on a point, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then Mobile Bay runs into it, and then you see the Gulf right there, you know. And, you can, a clear day, you can stand in and see Mobile, you know. You can see Mobile from Fort Martin. Mm-hmm. It's worth seeing.
With the trip.
Yeah.
Is that the same direction that Dolphin Island's in?
Dolphin Island, well, Dolphin Island, more west, you know.
West.
Uh-huh, more west, Dolphin Island is.
Well, talking about those melons, did you ever hear of any little melon smaller than a watermelon called a muskmelon or mushmelon?
Mushmelon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mushmelon. That's what they call them. They call them cantaloupes now.
Oh. I see, so mushmelon and cantaloupe.
Same thing. Yeah, it's same thing.
Did most people in this part of the country grow their own vegetables, like in a garden or?
Yeah.
Just from the farm?
Yes, from the farm.
What kind of vegetables grow around here pretty
well? Well, you take okra. Peas. Well, you got several different kind of peas and beans. You got several different kind of beans, you know. All right, and you got your collard green, you got your turnip green, you got your mustard, and you grows your squash, you grows your eggplant, you grows your tomatoes, your onions. You've got several different kind of stuff you can grow, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And